Traffic leading up to Condor's front entrance had not improved by Thursday morning. Whalen, however, had called ahead and notified Bob Ryan to be on the lookout for his rented green Buick. After allowing Whalen to pass ahead of the waiting line of cars and SUVs, Ryan entered his security vehicle and followed Whalen to his parking space. He stopped alongside the Buick and exited.
"If you're trying to look inconspicuous, I'd find another place to park."
"Good point."
Whalen agreed as he restarted the engine and drove to a space 50 feet away. Ryan rolled to a stop alongside once again and leaned out of the window.
"If you don't mind riding with the help, I need to talk to you, and now would be a good time."
Whalen entered the security vehicle and Ryan slowly rolled the car towards the back entrance.
"The SWAT team, along with our guys, managed to interrogate most of the demonstrators by early evening yesterday. Many, however, took off in a hurry when the police vans arrived."
"Learn anything?"
"Two things. I think they've had enough for a while, but don't count them out. The other is the most important. We found a high-powered rifle in the bushes."
Hearing those words, Whalen turned briskly to face him.
"What about the shooter?"
"Long gone. The police dusted for prints, but there were none. Probably wore gloves or wiped it clean before taking off."
"Any clues to its origin?"
"You mean make and model?"
"Yes."
"It's an American-made M24 SWS long-range sniper rifle with a neat little scope. The odd thing about it, though, are the serial numbers. They don't correspond with the series made for the distribution to our armed forces."